Thank you for tuning in to the Internet Advisor Show. This is Gary Baker, Ed Riddell, Foster Brown, and Cal Carson have the day off. But we have a couple great guests in this next hour. And one of them is a Detroit native who's had an entrepreneurial spirit since maybe the day you were born. Tatiana Grant is with us. Tatiana, welcome to the Internet Advisor Show.
Hello, this is Tatiana.
Hi, Tatiana. This is Gary and Ed. And I think you've been an entrepreneur since like the day you were born, right? It seems
that's
like
the
it.
Spirit. It's, it does, doesn't it?
It started with a Kool-Aid stand and now expanded to Flash Delivery, Michigan. Tell us what Flash Delivery is.
Flash Delivery is Detroit's first on-demand food delivery service, which basically means grocery and restaurant delivery within 45 to 60 minutes.
Wow. And so do you have specific restaurants that you work with? Obviously, you've got to have some kind of arrangement to be able to kind of guarantee that you can make that kind of delivery, right?
That is correct. So to answer your question, yes, we do have contracts with particular restaurants. Right now, there's about 30. I won't list them all, but they include Buffalo Wild Wings, Traffic Jam, and Snug, and like wow. I said, about 30 others, but they're all on our website.
Wow, that's great. And the website is flashdeliverymi.michigan.com?
Yes, .com.
Great.
Correct, absolutely.
And so we found you because of Timber Shea, who's the director mm-hmm. of Engage at Inforum. Timber, welcome to the Internet Advisor Show.
Thank you.
Great. Hey, so thank you for helping us find Tatiana Grant. This sounds like a wonderful new entrepreneurial effort here in the city of Detroit.
It is. Flash Delivery is amazing.
So you work for, you're the director of Engage for Inforum. Tell us about Engage and what you're doing now to help identify and help entrepreneurs like Tatiana.
Yes, absolutely. Engage is Inforum, and anyone familiar with Inforum, we were formerly the Women's Economic Club, had a name change in 2005, but we've been around for quite a while. And what we have expanded through over the years with is our programming for women in different stages of their career, and specifically women in entrepreneurship. That's been a really hot topic and a very hot thing in the city of Detroit since probably 2009 now. What Engage is our strategy to actually position Michigan as the high-growth hub for women entrepreneurs. What Engage Masterclass specifically does is it's a confidential, facilitated peer-to-peer founders forum or CEO table, if you will. It's for emerging second-stage women entrepreneurs. It's an 8-session, 8-month program. In this program, what we help the entrepreneurs with is assessing their company's operations, management, finances, and personnel to examine those strengths and challenges that they may have, and also identify and formulate strategies to realize new opportunities.
And you're signing up people for next year right now?
We are. Our next cohort of Engage Masterclass begins in January 2017.
Okay.
And we're looking for any emerging second-stage female entrepreneurs who are really looking to have that confidential forum and the help of some amazing subject matter experts and facilitators.
And that's for second-stage companies. And Tatiana,
yes.
How do you help a company like hers? Is that through the masterclass or is that a different program?
Oh, it's absolutely through the masterclass. And I think I would really love to let Tatiana tell you how it's helped her.
So, Tatiana, tell us, first of all, what was the inspiration? How did you start the company? Why did you start the company?
Honestly, it was out of necessity. It was probably around this time, about 3 years ago. It was in November, and I wanted some tacos, and I kept calling this restaurant, and they weren't answering their phone. And after about an hour, I just said to myself, I just really wish someone would deliver me some tacos.
And you were that someone.
Exactly. And, you know, I started looking online. I'm like, oh, my goodness, like, this is so crazy that, you know, when I did my search, there were none in Detroit, and there was only one that I found in, like, the greater area, the greater metropolitan area. So basically, I started doing research that night. I was up until about 4 o'clock in the morning emailing every food delivery company I could find pretty much in the nation, asking whoever was the info at email address if I could have 15 minutes of their time. And the ones that responded, you know, kind of walked me through the process, some operations, and I attended an event and met a few of them and realized that it could be a feasible business in Detroit.
So you had this great idea, and then you knew that it was a great idea, and then you just worked with it and contacted people that had that similar idea, and you just walked with it. That's amazing.
But ideas are cheap. Ideas are cheap. You actually made this happen.
Yeah.
Right. That's the hard part. How did you do that? When did you first hook up with somebody like Timber and Engage?
Right. So I would say it's been within the past year, because the program is for high growth companies. But basically, I started early on. When I did have this idea, I didn't want to risk any opportunities for failure, essentially. So I did some market research as far as doing surveys, asking people what they utilize this service, how frequently, things of that sort. And there's actually a program called the Build Institute, and they are for either pre-startup phase businesses or startups. And so by going through that 8-week class, it really kind of prepared me for our launch. And they assisted us with our launch. And, they helped us get the word out and helped us put together the marketing strategy. And then from there, you know, we have luckily not been in that statistic where most startups fail within the first 2 years. So we made it over that threshold and are now in the growth phase. So we were able to make it into the Inform Masterclass.
That sounds wonderful. We're talking to Tatiana Grant from Flash Delivery and Timber Shea, the director of Engage for Inform. Folks, would you stick around and talk to us after this commercial break?
Absolutely.
All right, great. We'll be back in just a minute. Well, this is Gary Baker and Ed Riddell, and we have two guests on the line with us, Tatiana Grant from Flash Delivery and Timber Shea, director of Engage. Welcome back to the Internet Advisor.
Thank you.
Hey,
thank you for having us.
We were just talking, Tatiana, about, okay, you took this class, and that was really beneficial. You had the idea for fast delivery. You knew the need. You identified that you needed it, but you also identified there was a need out there. And mm-hmm. and then you have to go start this company, and that's where some help like Engage can help you, and it's because of that you can reduce your opportunity for failure, right?
Absolutely. There. I was actually at an event. Timber was at it on Friday as well, called the BizGrit Live Panel. And there are so many resources available to business owners, to startups, and even, you know, second stage companies. There's so many resources that are available to us, whether it is like an incubator, kind of like the master classes, or even if it's just assisting with very specific needs, accounting needs, a score, there's things of that sort. And so for us, just the ecosystem of the entrepreneurial community has greatly assisted us in getting to where we are right now.
So I'm curious, what challenges are you facing right now? Because I mean, really being an entrepreneur, it's just, you know, figuring out just a whole series of challenges, right? It's one after another and after another. And so what are you doing now? What are you working on now?
So the big thing for us right now is just wrapping our complete brains around the concept of growth. So for us, we have to have a very specific ecosystem in order for us to grow. We have to have drivers who would transport the food. We have to have partners, which are, you know, who we're getting the food from, whether it's restaurants, grocery stores, and then we have to have customers. And so for us, in order to go into these different markets, like I said, we have to do all those. So some of it's marketing dollars, some of it's recruiting, things of that sort. And there's been times where we've been ready to go into a market and we can't find drivers. Well, if we can't find drivers, we find drivers, but then we can't find restaurants. And then, you know, we're trying to be as cost efficient as possible. So then when we start looking at the marketing to go into those markets, it's like, ooh, well, we need to you know, increase our sales in order to be able to penetrate that. So for us, it's just been completely wrapping our brains around that and the operations that go along with it. But luckily for us, as of last week, we brought on 6 additional drivers. So we are, you know, full court press to expand within the next 30 days.
So is that next for you? Tell us what's next.
Yes. What is next is within the next, we're just probably over a week, right before Thanksgiving, we will be announcing our grocery partners. And based on the feedback from the people that do know who they are, we're very excited to be able to announce that people can get their Thanksgiving dinner delivered to their homes. So that's one, is really having this strong grocery partner that we'll be able to get, you know, Michigan-made products and produce from. And then secondly is going into, like I said, these expanded markets. So right now we're in the greater downtown Detroit area. However, we will be expanding to the Palmer Woods, University District, Sherwood Forest, Ferndale area, and kind of continuing to go north. And then we're determining west. So are we going to go to like a Canton, Northville, or Southfield, and things of that sort. So really just expanding and growing throughout the different markets in Michigan.
So how fast are you going to get to Ann Arbor? Not that I have a personal stake in that question.
Probably once we get over by that Northville Canton area, we can do a little bit of piloting and testing.
So, I mean, you learn all of this through Engage?
You know what? I feel when it comes to entrepreneurship, you really don't learn any of this until you're actually doing it. Mm-hmm. For instance, I am, when it's all said and done, a marketing and PR person. That's, you know, what both of my degrees are in. When it's all said and done, I own a logistics and operations company. We are transporting food from one place to the other throughout all of these different areas. And so for me, you know, it wasn't something that I learned through a class. The classes have assisted me in making the best decision for our business to help us grow, but it's really just getting in there, problem solving, learning on the fly, and then when you don't know things, being able to go to these resources like an Inforum and some of these other groups that will assist you with connecting the dots and getting the type of resources that we need to learn and get over those hurdles.
Timber Shea is the director of Engage. Timber, what are some of the kind of the more typical kinds of things that you help your entrepreneurial women learn? How do they work with you? How do you work with them?
Yeah, we have some amazing subject matter experts in the area, as I'm sure you're aware. So we've done sessions on negotiating, sales and marketing, perfecting your pitch, really deciding who your advisors are. As a small entrepreneur starting up, that advisory board and those people who can really help you through the challenges that Tatiana's been through are really, really important. So really helping these entrepreneurs connect with those type of people. And each class, since it is a peer-to-peer facilitated type class, it really is dependent on what the entrepreneurs within that cohort need. And each cohort can be very different.
You know, I just saw some information here. Engage, you've been part of Inforum. Inforum's been around for years, decades.
Yes, 54 years.
But Inforum, or Engage, has only been around since what, 2012?
2012. And since 2012, we've evolved the program to really suit the entrepreneurs a little bit more each year. And since 2012, we've had 79 women go through the program. They've incorporated 38 new companies, created 234 jobs, and been granted 25 patents, which is pretty impressive.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, and additionally, with the support and help, they've raised more than $19.7 million in follow-on funding.
And they can go ahead.
Yeah, and that's money that stays in the state of Michigan.
Yeah,
money
absolutely.
And jobs.
And not only do they start their company, but then I imagine that there's ways for them to give back, to kind of put their hand back and help the next group.
There absolutely is. And as Tatiana was referring to earlier, we have a tremendous ecosystem of organizations in Southeast Michigan that can help anyone at any stage and any industry, any place they are. And that's where we all work very collaboratively together. That's the event we were at last Friday. We were all coming together to show any entrepreneurs who needed help everything that could be provided for them. So it's really a very powerful network of organizations and people who are committed to making Southeast Michigan the place for entrepreneurs to be.
You know, I've done a fair amount of mentoring over the years, and I find that I learn more than the mentee does every time I do that. So my hat's off to both of you. Tatiana Grant, Fast Delivery, we're going to watch your progress, your success. I'm sure it'll be successful. Can't wait to see you in Ann Arbor.
And Thank you.
And Tim Berchet, Director of Engage for Inforum, thank you very much for helping us find Tatiana.